The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 371. He knew that Xander would give him a taste of his own medicine once he got a hold of Leon. An eye for an eye, and you're right, I wouldn't dare to kill you right here, but I can always cripple you so that you won't hurt any girls ever again. Leon cackled, then lifted his leg and gave Brody a swift strike in between his thighs. Leon was not an idiot, he knew that murder was not a felony that he wanted to bear responsibility for, and he did not dare to experiment with the laws of the jurisdiction system. So long as he did not kill Brody, even if he crippled him in some way or other, all he would need to do is give Brody compensation. He could easily afford to do that. What? Brody was so stunned that he froze in place as though he was struck by lightning. What was the meaning of this? He would rather die than lose his dignity. No, Brody shrieked in horror as he watched Leon's foot fly closer and closer to his private part as though in slow motion. All ounce of his pride and haughtiness went out the window. Please don't do this to me, Leon. I promise I'll never do this again. He was willing to give up his dignity in front of Leon just to preserve his manhood. I don't need to pity you. I've already forgiven you many times before this, but not only did you fail to learn from your mistakes, you push your luck over and over. Do you honestly think I'll believe you ever again? A useless scumbag like you deserves to spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair, holding on for dear life. Leon sneered just as his foot struck Brody's private area without mercy. This time, Brody did not even get the chance to scream, his vision went black, and he fainted from the intense pain. You dick. Xander was outraged by this. Brody was his boss, after all, and it was such a humiliating experience to see him being treated this way. One could only imagine the fury he was experiencing. It's your turn now, Xander Long. Tell me, how would you like it to be done? Leon swept his gaze onto Xander. You're just an orphan. How dare you show me up like this? I'll show you who's boss. This is my territory, and you're surrounded by my subordinates, you won't stand a chance here, so stop acting so high and mighty. Xander was infuriated by Leon's arrogance. Leon fell silent upon hearing this. Even though he was strong and quick in combat, he still had to admit that he would easily be overpowered by Xander's men and would not stand a chance against them. Besides, Janice was still with him, and if Xander were to target Janice, the situation would quickly turn sour. Xander, I'm afraid you're no longer at an advantage against Leon, someone sneered from behind them. Mason and his men stormed into the room. It's you, the color drained from Xander's face. He glanced first at Leon, then at Mason, and immediately understood what was going on. It was no wonder Leon could find them so quickly, Mason must have alerted him. I'm sorry to have come so late, Mr. Wolf, Mason bowed to Leon in apology. You're not late at all, you're right on time. Leon smiled. Xander was no longer at an advantage against him with Mason's help now. Chapter 372. Now, with Mason's help, he would not be scared of Janice being put in danger if he and Xander were to go into combat. I can't believe how arrogant you are, Xander Long, to dare to pick a fight against the mighty Leon Wolf. Well, I guess today's the day. Mason cackled as he pointed at Xander. He always knew it would be as easy as ABC for Leon to defeat Xander in battle, considering he was one of the most skilled combat artists in the realm of Supreme Masters. However, he never thought Xander would be foolish enough to dare to pick a fight against Leon. Mason quickly realized that this was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get rid of his long-standing enemy for good, so he quickly gathered his men to help Leon defeat Xander. What rubbish! Mason Shelton, you're no match for me. So what if you have Leon Wolf here to help? You two are far from being worthy opponents against me. Xander snickered. The last time he saw Mason was at the bar, where Harvey broke off their fight before they could determine who was the winner. However, now that Harvey was not around, he could finally prove himself once and for all. Since Mason brought a death sentence unto himself, this was the perfect time to defeat him and end their rivalry for good. You're an idiot, Xander. Haven't I told you about Mr. Wolf before? He's a member of the realm of Supreme Masters, he'll squish you like an ant. I don't understand where you even get your confidence from. Mason said disdainfully, shooting Xander a dirty look. The realm of Supreme Masters? My ass. He's just a parentless nobody. How dare he call himself a Supreme Master? What a joke. You don't have to try to scare me, Mason Shelton. I won't be scared at all. Xander did not believe a single word Mason said. Whatever. Since you don't believe me, why don't you try yourself? Mason could not be bothered anymore and instead wanted to challenge Xander right away. I will. Xander sneered and gave two of his subordinates a meaningful glance. The two men, who were trained martial artists, stepped forward in Mason's direction. I'll take care of them, Mr. Wolf. I'm sure you can handle Xander by yourself. Mason smiled before proceeding to engage in combat against the two men. Leon Wolf, Mason keeps insisting that you're a Supreme Master. Well, today, I'll be able to see for myself if that's true or not. Xander declared, sneering. The contempt in his eyes was so evident, it was as though he stared at a circus clown. I'm not a Supreme Master, Mason must have gotten that from somewhere else, Leon explained calmly. Ha ha. I knew it. I knew this wasn't possible. Xander burst into laughter. You managed to survive because Harvey Shear meddled, but unfortunately, you won't be so lucky today. Stop embarrassing yourself, and come fight me. Leon snapped impatiently. All right, since you're so eager to die, I'll grant your wish. This is your death sentence, Leon Wolf. With that, Xander sprinted in Leon's direction, raising his fist behind him at breakneck speed. At this moment, Brody, who was dragged aside while he was unconscious by one of Xander's men, was successfully resuscitated. Chapter 373. The first thing he felt after coming to was an excruciating pain shooting through his lower body, and he immediately recalled his humiliating encounter with Leon. Mr. Long, please help me take revenge on that wretched Leon Wolf. I want to see him fall. Brody shrieked at the top of his lungs, baring his teeth in sheer rage. He knew that Xander did not dare act rashly because he was still in Leon's hands, and now that he was safe and out of danger, Brody was certain that Xander would be able to defeat Leon easily. When that happened, he would skin Leon alive and turn him into minced meat, even at the risk of being convicted of murder, to fulfill his vengeance. Master Long, we're rooting for you. Yes, kill him. Xander's subordinates cheered for him so loudly that their cries almost blew the roof off. They knew that Xander's combat skills were not to be underestimated, as he was one of the most experienced martial artists to walk this earth, and a nobody like Leon would stand a chance against him. I can say the same for you. Leon scoffed and swung his fists back in anticipation to meet Xander's attack. Why, you're not even a real martial artist. What a joker. Xander burst into laughter as a glimmer of malice flashed through his eyes. He could not feel any true energy coursing through Leon's body at all, and this made him feel even more contemptuous of his opponent. Despite that, however, he did not show even a single ounce of mercy in his pursuits, and was still determined to finish Leon in one blow. Brody and the rest of the men watched intently at the fight playing out before them. All of them agreed that it was foolish of Leon to step up against Xander, and Xander would probably snap his arm in half. Thud! Leon and Xander's fists met with a loud crunch. However, to everyone's surprise, Leon's arm was unscathed, and instead, Xander's entire body flew backward as though he was struck by a gust of wind. Xander's body landed on the ground, hard, and he spat out a mouthful of blood from the impact. His arm landed limply by his side in a contorted angle, and it was clear his arm was broken from the energy of Leon's blow. How can this be? Xander was astounded by this. Even Brody and the rest could not believe their eyes. None of them ever imagined that instead of Leon, their much admired master Xander Long would be the defeated party. This was an extremely earth-shattering revelation. If they did not witness that for themselves, they would probably never believe this could happen. How can this be? Xander was speechless. When he met Leon in combat, he could not feel even an ounce of true energy from Leon at all, which meant Leon was not a proper martial artist, but Leon's strength far surpassed his, to the extent that he broke his arm with just one punch. This was unbelievable. You dumbass, didn't I try to warn you not to do that? I told you that Mr. Wolf is a supreme master and can crush you like an ant, but you were arrogant and didn't believe me. Well, do you believe me now? Mason cackled when he saw this but did not flinch or even falter in his steps. Instead, he continued fighting the two men as though he took a stroll in the park. Chapter 374. These two men were yet to complete their full martial arts training, and therefore were no match for Mason at all. Not only that, but now that they witnessed Xander being defeated so easily by Leon, they grew even more desolate. Noticing this, Mason quickly intensified his tactics and snuck up on them while they were partly distracted. By the commotion, punching one while doing a backflip and kicking the other at the same time. The two martial artists slumped onto the ground in defeat. Is that true? Is he one of the supreme masters? Xander gaped. Before this, he was doubtful of Mason's claims as he deemed Leon too young to be a member of the realm of supreme masters, but now, he could not wonder if it was true. The fact that Leon easily defeated him, an experienced and skilled martial artist, was proof that Leon's training far surpassed his. I can't believe how naive you are, Xander Long. You could have picked a fight with anyone, Yet you chose to do so with a supreme master and even tried to pick on his girlfriend Miss Janice. Well, it's no wonder you end up like this now. Mason taunted, sneering as he strode over to them. Because Janice once claimed to be Leon's girlfriend at the mall, Mason was under the impression that they were a couple. Considering this, Xander was asking for it when he tried to kidnap Janice. I'm dead, I'm so dead, Xander felt his blood run cold. However, a split second later, he recalled something and instinctively glanced at Brody. You claimed that Leon Wolf is an orphan with nothing to show for himself, so how did he end up a member of the realm of Supreme Masters? Huh? Are you trying to kill me? The look in Xander's eyes was so cold it was as though he wanted to skin Brody alive right that instant. To become a member of the realm of Supreme Masters was an exceptional feat, and if he knew about it earlier, he would never have promised to help Brody take revenge on Leon. It was too late. Brody's heart sank. Even though he was not a martial artist and thus did not know the magnitude of this title, he could still tell from Xander's reaction that Leon's power was not to be underestimated. Most importantly, however, was that just minutes ago, Leon kicked him in his most delicate, private area, and he was now boiling with rage over this. Initially, he hoped Xander would be able to avenge him, but he never imagined, not even in his wildest dreams, that not even Xander would be a match for Leon Wolf. Who was going to help him get revenge now? Despair seeped into his heart. Xander Long, you and Brody are the masterminds behind the attempted kidnapping of Miss Janice. Now that Brody has paid the price for his actions, it's your turn. Leon strode toward him with a cold look. What are you trying to do? Xander could not help taking a few steps back in fear. Even though he was one of the most exceptional martial artists in the city, there was still a significant power imbalance between an ordinary martial artist like him and a member of the realm of Supreme Masters. Chapter 375. This realization made him lose all ounce of his confidence in his abilities and he could not even muster the courage to defend himself. I've already said this before, I will stop at nothing to take revenge for Janice's sake. I'm a man of my word. Leon declared curtly, his voice dripping with malice so cold it made everyone's hair stand on end. You. Don't you dare. I'm warning you, I'm a loyal servant of the Northern King. If you dare to even lay a finger on me, you won't get away with this. Xander said, trying to appear more confident than he felt. At the thought of the Northern King, he could not help feeling a little more reassured. The Northern King. Leon furrowed his brows and immediately fell silent. No matter how skilled he was at combat, he was still no match for someone like the Northern King, and thus, it would not be smart of him to cross the Northern King. However, Xander was the mastermind behind Janice's kidnapping and even almost led to Janice's dignity being soiled by Brody. Knowing this, how could he let Xander off the hook so easily? Xander's face erupted with delight when he saw Leon hesitating and knew that he was having doubts. Leon, a wise man submits to circumstances outside his control. Even though you're a member of the realm of Supreme Masters, you still shouldn't try to challenge the Northern King. I'll give you one last chance. If you leave right now, I'll pretend as though nothing happened, and even if we cross paths again in the future, we'll both forget about everything that happened today, he declared, perking up. He learned from Brody that Leon was just an orphan, and no matter how skilled he became, he still could not stand a chance against the Northern King, who had multiple members of the realm of Supreme Masters under his wing. Leon would be an idiot to get on the Northern King's bad side. Xander knew that Leon was a wise man and would not risk these odds. So what if he's the Northern King? I'm just here to get revenge, not to make him my enemy, and if he wants to take this personally, be my guest. If he unleashes his wrath on me, I'll gladly take it as it comes. Leon shouted proudly. He was already on good terms with two of the four major families, the Youngs and the Shears. Even though he could not take on the Northern King by himself, he would not be alone even if he crossed the Northern King. Xander balked at this. He never thought Leon would be so brave, or rather, gullible, as to challenge the Northern King. Had this man gone insane? How dare you disrespect my father like this? Who the hell do you think you are? All of a sudden, a sharp voice rang out from behind them. A scowling man in his mid to late 20s, dressed in an elegant gown, strode into the room with a few men trailing behind him. I can't believe you're here, Master Lo. Xander was delighted to see him and immediately sprinted toward him. However, before he could take more than a few steps, Leon stuck his foot out and kicked Xander hard onto the ground, placing his foot on his chest to keep him motionless. Who are you? He asked, staring at the newcomer. Listen to me, you punk. This is none other than Master Jacob Lo, the firstborn son of the Northern King. One of the men following behind Jacob Lo declared with pride. Chapter 376. The Northern King's Son. Leon was utterly shocked by this. He never expected the Northern King's son to show up all of a sudden. Who are you, punk? Jacob swept his gaze onto Leon's face, staring at him with a haughty look. Master Lo, this man's name is Leon Wolf, an orphan with nothing to his name, but he's very good in combat, Xander explained quickly. Just as he was about to add that Leon was also a member of the realm of Supreme Masters, however, Jacob interrupted him. How dare you disrespect my father like this, you nobody, he scoffed. That's right. Master Lo, this punk injured me just because I'm not as good as him in combat, and also disrespected the Northern King's name. You have to avenge me. Xander immediately recognized that this was the perfect opportunity to call for aid. I'll give you one chance, you punk. If you get on your knees to apologize right now and break your arm in compensation for what you did to Xander, I'll show you mercy and let you go. If you don't, you'll bear the consequences of your arrogance. Jacob said coldly with his arms behind his back, the contempt in his eyes so apparent it was as though he stared at a disgusting insect. Of course, he would not let anybody like Leon Wolf taint his father's good name. Did you hear that, Leon Wolf? If you have even a single functioning brain cell in your head, you'd let go of me right now and break your arm in compensation. This is your only fighting chance. Xander shouted at the top of his lungs. Now that his master was here, he immediately gained his pride back. Even Brody regained his confidence. Before this, he already lost all hope of avenging his mistreatment, but Jacob Lowe's sudden appearance sparked a newfound hope within him. Jacob could defeat Leon as easily as swatting a fly. Better yet, he hoped that Jacob could kill Leon right then and there so that they would not have to worry about a thing in the future. Master Lo, right? This vengeance is entirely between Xander Long and me, and thus has nothing to do with the Northern King. I never intended to taint the Northern King's name and make him my enemy. I sincerely hope that you'll be able to stay away from this, Leon replied earnestly. He was a little uneasy at Jacob's aggressive attitude, but most importantly, he did not want to cross someone as powerful as the Northern King. Not only that, but he could feel the calmness of Jacob's energy in between his breaths, which meant that Jacob was someone on par with him, if not stronger. Besides, all the men standing behind Jacob looked malicious and would likely do well in combat, whereas he only had Mason on his side who could prove to be useful in battle. Therefore, it would not be wise to provoke Jacob. Are you trying to tell me what to do? Who do you think you are, punk? You're just a parentless nobody, so how dare you tell me what to do? Jacob asked frostily. Master Lo's right, how dare you to speak to him that way, you nobody, both Xander and Brody jeered. Xander knew full well the extent of Jacob and his men's abilities, and it was clear Leon alone would not stand a chance against them, not especially since he had so many people by his side to drag him down. Chapter 377. Leon was no match for the legendary Jacob Lo at all. It would be as easy to defeat Leon as it was to kill an ant. You, a dark expression crossed Leon's face as he erupted in anger. How dare you say that about Mr. Wolf? You're so arrogant, Jacob Lo, that I think you'd better shut up. Someone declared, cackling. Fainpool, the son of the Southern King, stormed into the room with his troops. How dare you show your face here, Fainpool? An expression of shock crossed Jacob's face when he realized who it was. This was the hideout of Xander Long, the famous Winged Tiger, and was technically a part of the Northern King's reign. Jacob was surprised to see Fain, the son of the Southern King, show up here. Did I arrive too late, Mr. Wolf? Fain took no notice of Jacob at all and instead greeted Leon as he strode over to his side. No, you're not, you're right on time, Leon said, smiling. I didn't know this man is your subordinate, Fain. Well, it's no wonder he was behaving so arrogantly, Jacob said in sudden realization as he glanced first at Leon and then at Fain. My subordinate? No, 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 you've got it wrong, Jacob. He's not my subordinate, if anything, he's just as powerful as I am, Fain replied calmly. What? He's just as powerful as you are. Everyone was utterly shocked to hear this, especially Xander and Brody. The two of them knew of Leon's background, or rather, his lack thereof, and this was the reason they even dared to pick on him in the first place. However, Fain's declaration that Leon was just as powerful as he was seemed to rock their entire world. Jacob felt the same. Before this, he did not even give Leon a proper look because he did not think he needed to waste his energy on someone like him. Fain's words were like a humiliating slap across his face. Since Leon and Fain were equal in skill and ranking, this meant the same for him and Leon. Don't bullshit me, Fainpool. There are only four major families in Springfield City, and none of them have the surname Wolf. How can you say he's just as powerful as we are? Jacob could not help second-guessing Leon's true identity. He and Fain crossed paths multiple times on various occasions, and if Leon was truly the son of an influential family like theirs, he would have recognized him. Fain balked at this. He learned of Leon's abilities through the realm of Supreme Masters and his relationship with the Shears, but truth be told, he did not know Leon's true background at all. Cat got your tongue. Jacob laughed and immediately grew even more certain that Fain just tried to fool him. Chapter 378. Think whatever you want, then. Fain scoffed. He was not Jacob's servant and thus did not feel it was necessary to explain himself. Besides, the southern and northern kings were always arch enemies, and Jacob's refusal to believe in Leon's capabilities would work out perfectly in their favor. Whatever. Are you going to stick up for this nobody, Fain Pool? Jacob asked coldly, staring at Fain. He was certain that Leon was not anyone special at all. Not only that, but Leon and Fain appeared to be close. Since he and Fain were rivaled by associating, Fain's friend was automatically his enemy, too. So what if I do? He's my friend, so, of course, I'll help him. Fain declared confidently. Fain, you're just in the initial innate state, the worst of everyone, and you stand no chance against me. What gives you the audacity to initiate combat with me? Jacob burst into laughter, casting Fain a disdainful look. Even though the southern and northern kings frequently got into conflict with each other, he and Fain rarely encountered each other in combat head-on, despite the fact they were the firstborn sons of their respective families. However, Fain's insistence on helping Leon and barging into the northern king's territory would be his death sentence. He would seize this opportunity to defeat Fain without injuring him too badly. That way, even if the southern king found out about this, he would have no choice but to accept. Yu Fain's face turned scarlet in anger. He was always self-conscious about his poorer combat status in comparison to the rest, and Jacob's taunt poked at his insecurities, which infuriated him greatly. However, he knew Jacob told the truth, and thus he could not refute him. You're right. This is the Northern King's territory, and Fain alone would not stand a chance against him, but I wonder if things will be different if you add us into the mix. A burst of laughter echoed throughout the room as Harvey and Cynthia, as well as a few masters of combat in the Shear family, stormed into the room. Harvey Shears, the color drained from Jacob's face. The Northern King and the Shears always tried to stay away from each other for as long as they could remember, and Harvey's sudden appearance was a nasty shock. Harvey walked over to Leon's side and greeted him. Are you okay, Leon? Cynthia asked nonchalantly. She glanced first at Leon's face, then shot Janice, who stood behind him, a funny look. I'm fine. Leon shook his head. He could not help feeling that Cynthia gave him a strange look, but he could not seem to put his finger on it. Are you here for this nobody too, Harvey Shears? A dark expression crossed Jacob's face as a bad feeling arose in his heart. That's right. Mr. Wolf is our savior, and anyone who dares to cross him is an enemy of the Shears. You'd better think twice, Jacob Lowe. If you still insist on crossing Mr. Wolf, then you have to suffer the consequences. Harvey said curtly. Chapter 379. What? Jacob was astounded to hear this. Xander clearly told him that Leon was just a parentless nobody, and he believed it, but now, not only was Leon friends with Fainpool, the son of the Southern King, but he even appeared to be close with the Shears as well. How could Xander say this man was a nobody? What was he thinking? Jacob shot Xander a murderous glare as though he wanted to skin him alive. The color drained from Xander's face, and his heart sank at this realization. He knew since a long time ago that Leon was close with the Shears, but according to Brody, it was because he got to know Benedict Shear as a result of the Imperial Greens. The two of them got to know each other over a business transaction that ended a long time ago, and because of this, he never doubted Brody's claims at all and instead believed that the Shears would not help Leon unconditionally over such a small matter. However, the reality was the exact opposite. Harvey chose to stand up for Leon once again. Not only that, but Harvey appeared to be adamant. He was willing to cross Jacob Lowe, son of the Northern King, just to protect Leon, so it was clear their bond ran deep. Me, too. Jacob Lowe, I'm Leon's friend, and if you want to get your revenge on him, you'll have to go through me and Mr. Shear first. Fain stepped forward. He heard from Mason that Leon was close with the Shears, and this was confirmed by witnessing how willing Harvey was to stick up for Leon. You, Jacob's face turned pale, then scarlet. He took no notice of Fain at all, but he could not say the same for Harvey. Harvey was one of the most outstanding martial artists in the city. His power level reached the peak in 8th state, far surpassing his. If he were to face Harvey in combat, there was no doubt he would lose. Not only that, but Harvey and Fain both hailed from families equally powerful as his, and even though they were in his father's territory, he knew he would not stand a chance against both there. This was not wise at all. No matter what, he was no match for them at all. Powers combined. I'll remember this. You mark my words, he gritted his teeth in anger but still decided to step down. The most important thing in the gangster world was dignity. To admit defeat and surrender in his territory was undoubtedly humiliating, and he knew that he would become a laughing stock if this were to get out, but this was better than losing to both Harvey and Fain in combat. What else was he supposed to do? Do my eyes deceive me? I can't believe it. It's Fainpool and Harvey Shear, under the same roof. What a treat, a scornful laugh echoed throughout the room. A tall, handsome man in his late 20s, dressed in lavish clothing, sauntered into the room with his subordinates trailing closely behind. Oh, it's you, Anson. Harvey and Fain both recognized him immediately. This was none other than Anson Collins, the son of another one of the four major families, the Collins. What a nice surprise, Mr. Collins. Jacob's face lit up in delight as he approached him. What's happening right here, Mr. Lowe? Anson asked, shooting Harvey and Fain a dubious look. Jacob invited him to Xander's hideout for a business meeting, but he never expected to see Harvey and Fain here too. Chapter 380. Not only that, but he could not help noticing how tense the entire atmosphere appeared to be, as though a fight was about to break out. He was a little puzzled as to what happened. Well, Jacob quickly briefed him on the events that transpired. Anson was shocked to learn of all this. He immediately glanced in Leon's direction and asked in curiosity, "Mr. Lo, who's this Leon Wolf that you speak of? How'd he manage to be friends with both Harvey Shear and Fane Pool? What an amazing feat. I'm not sure either, but I hear he's an orphan," Jacob replied. "An orphan?" Anson froze at this. However, knowing that Leon hailed from nothing and was not the son of a powerful family made him change his mind about the man. He could not help growing disdainful of Leon at this. "Mr. Collins, Harvey, and Fane are trying to bully me. You have to help me," Jacob added quickly. "Don't worry, Mr. Lo. We're friends, and I won't leave you here for death," Anson said good naturedly but did not agree to help him. "Are you trying to cross the Shears, Mr. Collins?" Harvey said, scowling. "Of course not. In my opinion, Harvey, this isn't a huge problem at all. Why don't I try to mediate this conflict so that things won't be so tense? Can you do that for my sake?" "Well, how are you going to do that?" Harvey asked, beginning to relax. Now that Anson joined in, both sides were finally of equal power. It would be great if they could successfully mitigate the conflict, but even if a fight broke out, no one would be at a disadvantage. "Why don't you get Leon Wolf to let Xander go, and in return, Mr. Lo won't hold him responsible for Xander's injuries. That way, both sides will benefit from a peace offering," Anson suggested, smiling. "That sounds fine," Jacob piped up. As long as Leon was willing to let Xander go, his dignity would be preserved. Anson's suggestion would benefit him. Even though just a few minutes ago he demanded Leon get on his knees to beg for mercy and break his arm in compensation, he was willing to let that go in favor of a peace offering. With both Harvey and Fane on Leon's side, this would be an insensible request. "What do you think, Harvey?" Anson turned to Harvey. The four major families were more influential than the southern and northern kings, which was why Anson asked Harvey's opinion, thinking that he was the mastermind behind all this. As long as Harvey compromised, he was certain that Fane and Leon would agree to. Both Harvey and Fane turned to stare at Leon. When he saw their reactions, a surge of warmth spread across Anson's face in embarrassment. He went into this thinking that Harvey was the boss, but it turned out, the orphan was the one who called the shots. This astounded him. "No. Xander and Brody were both involved in kidnapping my friend, and I will not forgive them for this. I won't let him go so easily." Leon shook his head in determination. "Are you trying to embarrass me?" The color drained from Anson's face. "This has nothing to do with you at all, it's a question of principles," Leon said calmly. "Well said, punk. I've never come across anyone who dares to one-up me like this, you're certainly the first.